I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 21st. Well, the Quincy Emergency Management Department has been eliminated from next year's city budget. The city council on Tuesday night voted 6-3 to eliminate the director's position and other associated line items. The position of operations manager was kept intact. The council voted 6-3 in favor of the cut, with councilors Noel DeBona, Walter Hubley, and Richard Ash voting against the cut. The director's position is currently held by former Ward 1 councilor Dave McCarthy, who was appointed by Mayor Thomas Koch after former director Ali Sleeman was fired amid allegations of domestic assault. The cut represents a total of about $172,000, including $116,000 for the director's salary. McCarthy argued that the department is needed to respond to weather-related and other emergencies. However, some councilors felt the department was redundant with the police and fire departments. Also this week, the council approved budgets for the police, fire, school, assessors, and health departments with no cuts, and approved the planning department budget after a $15,000 cut. The retirement and pension budget was continued, and more budget hearings are scheduled for June 2nd and June 10th. The city of Quincy is working with the state to make improvements to the Four River Rotary in Quincy Point. The city is studying a Four River Rotary reconstruction project aimed at increasing safety for drivers, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Last week, representatives from Fuss and O'Neill Engineers met with the city, the MBTA, the State Transportation Department, and the Boston Region Metropolitan Planning Organization, and hosted a road safety audit, where they toured the rotary to review existing conditions and identify key safety challenges. The project focuses on reimagining an older, high-speed rotary with limited pedestrian and bicycle access to make it a more accessible and visually appealing gateway to the city while maintaining connectivity to surrounding businesses and roadways. The project is still in the design phase. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, granting over $300,000 to 76 community and youth-serving organizations for the 2026 Better Beaches Program in partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. Seven organizations were funded to host free beach events on Wollaston Beach in Quincy for the entire summer. The program also brings free programming to beaches in Nahant, Lynn, Revere, Winthrop, East Boston, South Boston, Dorchester, and Hull. The Better Beaches Grant Program collaborates with locals to create free events on DCR beaches in the metropolitan region to connect people with Boston Harbor's beaches. Program places strong focus on breaking down barriers for people of color, people who don't speak English as a first language, and people with disabilities. State Senator John Keenan of Quincy congratulated the 2026 Better Beaches grantees at an awards breakfast earlier this month. The free events happen almost every day of the summer into the fall. Some of the Better Beaches events happening on Wollaston Beach include Bomba by the Sea on July 19th and in August, a Canto Pop Beach Party by the Boston Cantonese Club at the end of August, Kids Fest by the Friends of Wollaston Beach on August 9th, and a Kiting Caravan by the Kite Crusaders on July 12th. Since the program began in 2008, Better Beaches has awarded nearly $2.5 million to community groups, artists, and collectives. Grantees have leveraged an additional $5.7 million in cash and in-kind donations for a total investment of $8.5 million to support over 1,800 events. With just days away from Memorial Day weekend, law enforcement agencies across New England are preparing for a major increase in boat traffic. Last week, a deadly boat crash in Boston Harbor claimed the life of 24-year-old Lizzie Dankert. That same week, the body of a 72-year-old Quincy man was pulled from the water off Thompson Island. Massachusetts now requires many boaters to complete a boating safety course. Under the new law, anyone operating a motorboat in the state will need a certificate over the next few years with phased-in deadlines based on your age. Officials say some helpful tips to stay safe on the water include wearing a life jacket, never operating a boat under the influence, checking weather and water conditions, letting someone know your float plan, and making sure you have proper safety equipment on board. Enforcement will increase across the holiday weekend, including safety checks and speed enforcement. Massachusetts lawmakers are preparing to discuss a proposal to expand the use of wrong-way driver detection systems across the state, building on an existing pilot program. Currently, the pilot program includes 16 detectors and multi-sensory alert systems. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr said the systems are designed to warn drivers who are traveling the wrong way. The proposal also calls for adding additional signage and directional arrows on highways and off-ramps. The initiative has been in development for about a year, following several fatal incidents involving wrong-way drivers. Young workers are increasingly leaving Massachusetts because of the growing housing crisis in the state, according to a new report. Research released yesterday by the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce found the state lost more than 33,000 residents to other states between 2024 and 2025. And the key reason, the report finds, was housing. In June of last year, the median home sale price in Massachusetts was $725,000. More than 52% of residents spent more than 30% of their income on rent. The report found that's pushing top workers to other states, with a majority going to states that compete with Massachusetts for talent. In 2024, the state lost over 9,000 residents to New Hampshire and over 11,000 residents to Florida. Thousands relocated to North Carolina, Texas, and Connecticut. The report suggests a series of steps to increase housing production in Massachusetts, including reducing lot sizes for starter homes, a 5-year statewide moratorium on some energy codes, and a 10-year sales tax exemption for housing construction material. A new report calls on Massachusetts to eliminate 5,000 jobs from the state workforce over the next 5 years to save $1.5 billion as employment reached an all-time high last year. The public policy research group, the Pioneer Institute, released the report, but it's not pushing for layoffs. The group instead says only 3 of 4 vacancies should be filled when people leave their jobs through natural attrition. About 4,000 workers depart every year. State employment reached an all-time high of 46,000 workers last year, according to the report. That accounts for about 19,000 more jobs compared to 2019. Payroll, pension funding, insurance costs, and expenses in state government totaled more than $23 billion last year, which is nearly a quarter of total spending. Spokesperson for Governor Healey said the administration is focused on making government more efficient and effective. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy's Board of Directors recently voted in 3 new members: Lindsay Donovan of Quincy, Julie Farrell from Hingham, and James Norris of Milton. They were appointed to serve 3-year terms. In addition, Sarah Ducott of Quincy was named as an advisory member. Lindsay Donovan is a fixed income strategy portfolio manager and senior investment analyst at Cambridge Trust, a division of Eastern Bank. Julie Farrell works at J.P. Morgan and leads the National Treasury Services team for healthcare, higher education, and nonprofit industries within the commercial bank. And James Norris is a retired architect, most recently worked at the Boston firm Goody Clancy Architects. Interfaith Social Services was founded in 1947 and operates one of Greater Boston's largest emergency food pantries, a mental health counseling center, thrift shop, and homelessness prevention program. A touching tradition held in Boston yesterday when hundreds of volunteers packed the Boston Common for the 2026 Memorial Day Flag Garden. The event, organized by Homebase, brought more than 600 volunteers to the Boston Common to plant more than 37,000 American flags. Each flag represents a Massachusetts service member who gave their life defending the country, dating all the way back to the Revolutionary War. Homebase is a nonprofit dedicated to helping veterans and their families heal from the invisible wounds of war. The Flag Garden is an annual tradition held ahead of Memorial Day on Monday. The Quincy Public Schools Music Department presents the fifth annual All-City Jazz Concert tonight at 6 p.m. at North Quincy High School. The show will feature the All-City Middle School Jazz Band, Quincy North Quincy Junior Varsity Jazz Ensemble, and the Quincy North Quincy Varsity Jazz Ensemble. The Quincy North Quincy Drama Club presents The Importance of Being Earnest Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. at North Quincy High School. $5 tickets will be available at the door. Check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow shot up 645 points. The NASDAQ added 399. The S&P is up 79. Shares opened lower in Europe after a mixed session in Asia. A dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $106 a barrel. And sports. Red Sox complete a three-game sweep. The Royals in Kansas City with a 4-3 victory last night. They'll be back at Fenway tomorrow night at 7 for a series with the Twins. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Some morning showers, then mostly cloudy today with a high of 67. Partly cloudy tonight, and lows tonight drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 68. Cloudy on Saturday, high 66. And some showers on Sunday, a high of 57. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, northeast winds at 5 to 10, becoming easterly later today, high tide 4:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:16, sets at 8:05. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, May 21st.